Thank you, sir.
Next page, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,656. Sandra Kreese seeks variances to reduce the front yard and side yard setback. Section 115-42B of the and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Cherry Walk Drive and on the south side of David Drive, approximately 790 feet east of Camp Arrowhead Road. The 911 address is 34013 Cherry Walk Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 60. Specifically, they are seeking a 4.9-foot variance for the side, a 16.5-foot variance for the rear, a 25.1-foot variance for the front for the garage, a 1.5-foot variance for the side for the garage, and a 25-foot variance for the front. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. We did receive a letter, and it was we're going to put it in the area of concern, because they were more concerned about they actually have no objection to the requested variances as to they relate to the aesthetic character of the neighborhood. They did have voice some concern about the proposed setbacks if the road was ever, if David Drive was ever fully constructed. They had concerns if the buildings would encroach into the road and if any land would have to be taken from elsewhere to fully build out the road, and that was their concern.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state name and address for the record?
Joe Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Road, Michelle Road, 10971.
Ma'am, are you planning on testifying as well? If you could state your name and address.
It's Sandra Price, 3432 Cherry Walk Drive, Lewis.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
And then we've got a copy of the answers you provided on your application.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Okay, we have a situation where this is inherited property with an existing home that was currently on it when inherited in the state that it is currently in. A home that is quite old, is a 12 by 60, and was placed on this property, obviously over the left side setback. Instead of being 10 feet, he's actually 7.1 from the left side. Again, there's outbuildings that have been there for 40 some years. Applicants have decided they need to replace the home that they currently have due to its age and want to update it to a new home, in which case they're also have to update the septic system, and they're going to update their well as well. So what we need is we need relief because of the non-conforming lot. Basically, it's non-typical. When you have a through lot, they're actually saying that 30 feet from one side from Cherry Walk and 30 feet from David Drive, which would leave this applicant no room to build a home or their septic or anything. They would not be able to occupy this property. It has currently been used for over 40 years, as you see it. And what we're looking for is just enough space to be able to place the new home pretty much in the exact same place, 7.1 or 7 feet from the left setback, and in about the same angle, preventing them from doing more clearing of trees, that they would like to keep those trees, and also because of the septic system and tanks that had to be placed there. And they also have a porch that they, where they currently have a deck, they would also like to have a porch towards the back of the house as well. So for all that to work here, the only way it does is to be able to have these variances granted. The lot is definitely unique in size, and this would not affect the neighborhood in any. Adverse way. affordability is something that must be considered putting a house on the lot. They want to keep it within a certain budget, of course. It is, so it's necessary to use the property reasonably. The difficulty wasn't created by the applicants. It won't alter the character of the property. It's been like this for over 40 years. It will not impair the development of adjacent properties. I mean, that they so far can see. I mean, David Drive, they're still within almost 5 feet from David Drive. The likelihood of that being a consideration is slim at best. It won't adversely affect the welfare of anyone living there in the development. It is the least amount of modification to allow them to be able to put a new home on this lot because of the nonconformity there. So that would be for their relief. And what's the other question here? That's all. Yeah, it's minimum. Yes. Thank you.
Let's see if there's any question for members of the board.
The lifting garage, how do you get to the garage?
Ma'am, do you want to come up here, please?
To get to the garage, you just walk down the end of the property. It's at the lower end of my lot.
Do you park in that garage?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just storage.
Just storage in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the existing deck, that's all gone, right? You're going to put a new deck on to the back?
Eventually, yes. But the one that's there now will be ripped up and torn, removed.
I take it the existing dwelling is not as wide and has a porch on the front. Is that correct?
Right. It's a 12-foot wide older mobile home.
Right.
So the new home would be 16 by 76.
And that's pretty much a minimum now.
Yeah, I would say that's for their
ability. They don't make 12 foot.
Well, no. Yeah.
Thank you.
Looking at this, I just want to get myself oriented. On the survey, I see a W with a circle around it, but I don't see anything on the legend. Is that where the well would be? Or is that the old well?
That's actually where the current well is located.
Okay.
The new well will be located very much in the same area.
And that, I see something right below that. It says landscape wall with some dark lines there. Is that the line of trees you were referring to that you don't want to move?
Are you looking at this?
Yes.
Yes.
There's like a dark line there, like a dotted line.
Coming off the name Robert Harris, crossing to the name Lawrence Curtis. There's a dark dotted line.
Just below the W there.
Just below the W.
Yes, that current line right here.
It says landscape wall. So
do you have any comments?
That was thick landscaping, or trees, or
actually, the way it is now, there are only like three trees in front of alongside the house.
Okay.
Is that your property line? The trees, right?
No. It extends further.
Sure.
That's like it's right there on the lot, but it's I don't know how many feet it would be away from the road.
Is there like a flower bed type wall? Usually, when it says landscape wall, it's stone.
It could be because we had flowers with bricks around it.
Okay.
That's that they could be referring to that.
Okay.
But that's all been removed.
Okay. Okay. And then I see on. Above, closer to David Drive, it says fuel tank. Is that fuel tank still there?
Yes, that's the kerosene tank. That's going to be removed also.
Okay. And the existing shed and the existing garage, those two have been there for about 40 years?
Yes. Yes.
And nobody's complained about them that you're aware of? And and the approved OWTDS, I presume that's where the septic's going to be?
Yes.
Okay, so that would limit your where you could place this home. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, it's a large system, so it's definitely going to take up a bit of the property.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the application property is unique, both in width and its necessary improvements as far as well and septic. And the request would be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Situation certainly wasn't created by the applicant with the being the three lot of such narrow proportion. And it hasn't altered the essential of the character of the neighborhood, or at least we heard testimony to that fact. And we didn't hear anything to the contrary. And I think it is a minimum before they leave, so I make a motion to approve case number 11,656.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Wharton, that we approve case number 11,656. All those in favor? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote number 4-0, case number 11,656 is approved.
Thank you. Thank you very much.